the game, there were some individuals that did some really good things, and I think that's the second most important thing. We want to win the game. Obviously, we didn't do that, but we got an opportunity to evaluate some guys. I thought our two corners did a very nice job in the ball game in terms of what we were wanting to see from them. Was impressed with the way that they handled it, not only their production on the field, but their grade sheet when we graded it on Friday. I thought Matt Bosher did an outstanding job punting the football. Even though we didn't cover as well as we would like, his hang times were outstanding. I think he's going to continue to be a weapon for us punting the football. And then I also liked the offensive line play with our young guys, especially Lamar Holmes and Schrader. Both those guys did a nice job. They had a lot more reps than we anticipated they'd get against good players. So that's what the preseason's all about. It's about evaluating these guys and putting them in situations to see how they're going to handle it. And I thought there were a number of guys that spoke well for themselves.
Speaking of the O-line and young guys, how's Collins right out at center?
Peter did a very nice job. That's Peter's natural position. We've, last year we had to play him at guard. We've been able to get him back to his natural position, and I thought that he did a nice job. Thought our pass protection, again, when you start looking at it, you've got to look at it very objectively in terms of who's out there playing, who they're playing against. So there's a number of factors. Doesn't always look as good as you think, nor as bad.
Coach, Brian Banks has been a great story, but do you and the rest of the team just look at him as a football player now, just another guy on the team?
Oh, absolutely. Brian is a guy that has come into our locker room and become one of the team members. He's got a lot of experiences that he can share with our guys. When you think that you've had a bad day, you can talk to Brian and really find out what a bad day's like. So he's done a very good job learning the game of football. He's been away from it for 10 years, and it's tough to come back out and do it. But the learning curve has been sped up here as we've gone through it two or three times. And, it's a great story. It's a great opportunity for Brian Banks.
Did you guys mix up the first team reps with different guys maybe more than you have in the past few weeks?
Today? Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. And again, we've got a plan. We've got a plan of how we're going to do our reps well before the first game. We knew after the first game that our number ones were only going to play X amount of plays. So they're a lot fresher than the guys that played 30 and 40 snaps in the ball game. So we mixed it up today in terms of who was going to get, who was going to get the reps.
Julio
was out, running some routes, did some work. Didn't take a full load, and I imagine in the next day or two that he'll probably be back to a full participation. Today was the day we really want to get out here and work in pads. Tomorrow we won't be working in pads. We won't have a walkthrough in the morning. Get these guys rested. And again, our number one goal, guys, is to evaluate these guys, but make sure that we get them healthy to the first game. And I think that we were able to accomplish that. In the game, if you ask me what was the biggest and the best thing about it is that we had minimal injuries in terms of guys that that are going to lose any significant time in practice.
About Paul Wardlow, I think I got that correct. He looked like he had a pretty good game there.
Well, he did, and as I said after the game, that was one that you could see. Played very well. He had a stretch there where he made three or four really nice plays, and he did some good things on special teams when you watch the tape. And for a guy like him, that's a college free agent, to come out in his first game and have the type of plays that he had and the production on special teams, it speaks well for him. So it's gonna be fun to watch him progress. He definitely enhanced his chance for more snaps next week against Baltimore with his play on Thursday night.
Will that have maybe an ancillary effect in the linebacker room? Maybe some of those guys will be like, okay, I got it.
Well, I would think anytime a guy goes out and makes plays, everybody takes notice, not just the fans in the stands, but I think everybody on the team and in the locker room that saw it. He did some nice things, and he'll get an opportunity to play against different groupings as we go through the preseason.